Gary, what did you see from Brock and the first teamers? I know you'd hope to get more plays probably because...
Yeah, you know, I think offensively we had like 21, 22 snaps in the first half, so didn't have a lot of plays. You know, he was fine. You know, we didn't protect our quarterback very good in some situations, but, you know, I think he was okay. I liked to see him get more snaps, but I wanted to play Trevor in the second half. So I think he kind of, I think he took care of his business, you know, but there wasn't a lot to go around. Like I said, I think 21, 22 snaps.
I know you like to look at film first before you answer a question like this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Anybody stand out to you just with the naked eye?
48 continues to stand out to me. I mean, he's had a great preseason. You know, I think Bubba's had a good preseason. I know he's got two catches in the game. Benny Fowler stood up, made some plays, some tough plays in the game. You know, those are just some guys that jump at me right now.
Just talk about TJ losing him.
Yeah, obviously that's news when I came over to the stadium today. So you don't like starting your afternoon that way, but you know, it's disappointing. But he's accepted responsibility for it. Obviously, he's a tough player to lose, but you know, it is what it is. We understand our situation with him. We understand our situation with Derek, and we got to have guys step in and, you know, our chin up and ready to go opening week.
Gary, would you have liked to have seen Corbin at least try to return one of those four fair catches?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not sure. It looked like they were pretty legit, you know. I have to go back and take a peek. But we tried to give him a chance, try to give all those guys a chance to make some plays tonight. They wanted to look at 87. You know, we overthrew him a couple of times on a couple of big plays. I'd like to see him have some opportunities to make some plays. But, you know, we're trying to focus on a few of those guys and see how they did. So let me go back. But you know, I think Corbin's been a nice surprise. As late as he came in, I think he's done a good job.
With TJ being out, does that change how you look at some of these last roster spots? And was Tony Carter, was he not?
Yeah, Tony's hamstring. We just didn't think he's quite ready to go. Does it change how we look at things? You know, I mean, whether it's Derek or whether it's TJ, you know, you're looking at it the same way. But I would answer that by saying we're going to put the best 53 guys on this team. You know, you don't keep guys just for numbers. You know what I mean? You keep guys that belong on this team that can help you win. So, you know, I don't know. I can't answer that right now, but we could be heavy one place or another because of their two scenarios, you know. So we'll see. We'll see how it comes out.
A lot of attention on Monte tonight and looked like he had a tough night. How did you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously the numbers aren't good, but we didn't run the ball a lick, you know, Mike, in the game. So, you know, I got to look at the big picture. I would say me watching the game, I don't know how many fair opportunities he had, you know. So I know he played hard. He played on special teams. He did everything he could do. Capri came in and did a few nice things, like I said. But, you know, let's be fair to him, too. You know, you got to have room to run scheme-wise. So, you know, we'll go back and look at the big picture.
Gary, you said you didn't run the ball a lick, and you also talked about not protecting the quarterback very well. Come Saturday, are you going to be looking closely to see what might be out there as far as offensive linemen, offensive tackles in particular?
Well, I think we know we're young. That's been from the start. I think the depth is the key, you know. So we're going to do everything we can to make our football team better. You know, I think we're going to look at every position, not just one or two, with what's out there from a, you know, a cut standpoint. But, you know, some of our young guys have played well throughout the course of preseason. Now, I think a lot of, you know, I should mention this to you. We put Max at center in the second half. I know you all saw that. So he's had about 3 days playing there. So, you know, that's on us as coaches. That's tough on him. And we went ahead and went with let Dylan Day come in and play in the fourth quarter. So we probably put him in a tough situation too.